شازده کوچولو باز خواهد گشت. تا آن زمان منتظر سیمرغ بمانید. از بازگویی ادامه قصه خاموش ماند. سیمرغ بالهایش را گشود و از من خواست به او قول دهم تا پنجشنبه شب دیگر منتظر ادامه داستان زال و سیمرغ بمانی.
Wear your UBC pride. The UBC bookstore has a massive selection of official UBC and Thunderbird clothing and backpacks, 100% sweatshop free. They also have a dazzling array of accessories and giftware and proudly sell Tom's shoes. Located at the corner of East Mall and University Boulevard, UBC Bookstore, where your purchases support UBC campus.
Shinerama is Canada's largest post-secondary fundraiser, raising funds for cystic fibrosis research. Join us for our main event, Shine Day, which is Saturday, September 8th, beginning at 9:30 a.m. at the Sub Ballroom on UBC campus. Join us in the streets of Vancouver, shining shoes, singing, dancing, or simply asking for donations for Cystic Fibrosis Canada. To get involved, contact us at shinerama@ams.ubc.ca or search for Shinerama UBC on Facebook and Twitter. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Well, you've got your diamond and you've got your pretty clothes. Chauffeur drives your car, you let everybody know, but don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Your mother, she's an heiress, owns a block in St. John's Wood. Don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Your old man took her diamonds and tiaras by the score. Now she gets her kicks in Stepney, not in Knightsbridge anymore. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Now you've got some diamonds, and you will have some others, but you better watch your step, girl, or start living with your mother. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. And welcome, welcome, welcome. The first Are You Aware show of the new school year, I guess. Even though this show's been going for a couple of years now, I want to welcome all the students out there at UBC and SFU and everywhere around the city. Back to school time, I know it's a dreaded time for most, but you know what? You never know what the new school year brings. So I wanted to say a huge welcome from us at CITR to all the new students out there. You know what? If this is your first year at university, it's going to be a blast. I can guarantee it. And if you're interested in being involved with CITR, we are a friendly bunch of people. So do please come up and see us in the sub building on the second floor. Get yourself trained up and you could be on air like me. My name is Fleur Cooper. I'm your host of Are You Aware? Music That Has Something to Say. If this is the first time you've heard this show, I'll give you a bit of a breakdown so you understand the method to my madness. I profile music and musicians that take the positive route of action over apathy. I try and profile songs that have a positive social justice message, or I might just like the song and the artist has done something really cool around some social justice or philanthropic endeavors. And I do this to inspire you out there to get involved, because you know what? We're all part of one big community and we can all do little things to help. And you know what? Music is the most powerful way of getting that message through to everybody. So I hope you enjoyed the first song that we had up for you. That was the Rolling Stone classic Play With Fire from their album Out of Our Heads from a long time ago. It's actually the Rolling Stones' 50th anniversary. That's right. They formed in London in 1962, if you can believe it. This summer was their 50th anniversary. I can't even imagine being a band that's been going for 50 years. I don't know if one of my favorite things in one of the Simpsons episodes is there's a scene when Lisa's talking to some, I guess, what is it, like a fortune teller, and they sort of flip to the future of Lisa's life when she's at university, and she has a poster of the Rolling Stones, and it's called the Rolling Stone Wheelchair Tour. I'm not sure if they might be going in another 20 years, and I can guarantee they'll be in wheelchairs by then. I just thought that was quite funny and it popped into my head. So in honour of their 50th anniversary, they've done a lot of things and to celebrate this momentous event, including a large hardback book, I'll get that right in the end, entitled 50, in commemoration for the huge milestone that is 50 years of a band. And you know what? To be in a band for that long, you must love the people you're working with, because some bands don't last that long. There's a lot of reports sort of floating around right now that they're going to do another world tour in either 2012 or 2013, and Mick Jagger has actually reported saying that it might be as early as the autumn of 2012 that they're going to start their touring. So if you're a Rolling Stones fan, and even if you're not, I think it's now or never. Go out and check him out before Mick Jagger breaks a hip and he can't do his little chicken dance anymore. Also, HBO is actually putting a documentary together, and it was directed by Brett Morgan, and it captures 50 years of the Rolling Stones, and it's due out this month, so you should check it out. It's actually going to sort of come to the cinemas, I think, in November. And it chronicles the band from their early club days right through their arrival as the greatest band in the world. There's about 50 hours of interviews conducted by Morgan for this documentary, and they included interviews with former members Bill Wyman and Mick Taylor, which is kind of cool. And the title of the new documentary was revealed to be Crossfire Hurricane, which is a lyric from a Stone song in 1968. And it will, like I said, it'll be released in November. Now, they've actually done some pretty cool stuff. Back in 2008, they joined forces with Ben Affleck and released a short film. They wanted to raise $23 million in support of the United Nations efforts to pay for clean water and emergency aid kits to about 250,000 people who were fighting in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo at the time. The Give Me Shelter was to raise funds for the UN High Commissioner of Refugees, and I thought it was really cool. I mean, you never really think of Ben Affleck and Mick Jagger as someone that would collaborate on a pretty important thing. So I thought that was pretty cool that they did that, and they captured the unseen suffering of a lot of Congolese families who fled the fighting with next to nothing and were forced to find refuge in makeshift huts with little to live on. So check that out. Oracle Google will tell you more about that and where you can find it. We're sort of shifting gear right now. It's a quite warm, lazy, sunny afternoon. Of course, that has to happen, right, as everybody goes back to school. We're going to start up with a great Canadian folk band from Montreal, the Bar Brothers. They've actually been getting a lot of hype of late, and they actually played at the Vancouver Folk Festival in the summer. So if you're lucky to check them out, they're a really good band. I can see only good things happening for them in the future. They've also been involved in playing a tribute benefit concert to Montreal singer Lahasa De Sella, who unfortunately succumbed to breast cancer in 2010 at the age of 37. So there's been support for her and the fight against breast cancer through the Bar Brothers, and that's why we like them, because not only are they a great band, but they do something cool out there to make this community a better place. So you're on CITR, this is Are You Aware, and this song is Deacon's Son on 101.9 in Vancouver.
am Boutros Ghali.
On Saturday, September 8th, join Vancouver Co-op Radio at the Wise Hall for our 100.5 FM frequency change party. The Wise Hall and Lounge, located at 1882 Adenack Street, has a vintage performance hall upstairs and a cozy lounge bar downstairs. This night of live music includes performances by Murray Porter, The O Wells, and Jasper Sloan Yip. 2012 Juno Award winner Murray Porter tells the Aboriginal side of history with a mix of country, groovy blues rhythms, and humor. The O Wells play a unique brand of energetic indie pop. They've been known to turn an apathetic concert goer into a regular 1930s swing kid.
I spent all my sunny days.
Jasper Sloan Yip's indie folk stylings tell the story of an introverted, existential East Vancouver musician. His tenor vibrato, breathless whisper, and soulful guitar exercise your heart and get your legs dancing.
I wander these streets with my head in my hands.
The Vancouver Co-op Radio 100.5 FM Frequency Change Party, Saturday, September 8th at the Wise Hall. For more information, please go to www.coopradio.org.
Organic food, no foreign cars. I don't believe the price of gold, the certainty of growing old. That right is right and left is wrong, and north and south can't get along. And east is east and west is west, and being first is always best. But I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad, and I believe in you. I don't believe that heaven waits for those that only congregate. Like to think of God as love. He's down below, he's up above. He's watching people everywhere. He knows who does and doesn't care. I'm an ordinary man who sometimes wonders who I am. But I believe in love. I believe in you, say. I believe in magic. And I believe in you. Well, I know with all my certainty what's going on with you and me is a good thing. It's true. And I believe in you. Well, I don't believe virginity is common as it used to be. Working days and sleeping nights, that black is black and white is white. That Superman and Robin Hood are still alive in Hollywood. And gasoline's in short supply, the rising cost of getting by. I believe in love. I believe in old. I believe in children, and I believe in you.
lost in the light. I pray for the night to take me to. After so many words, still nothing's heard. Don't know what we should do. So someone could see me now, let them see you. It was my greatest thrill when we just stood still. Let me hold your hand till I have my fill. Even counting sheep don't help me sleep. I just toss and turn right there beside you. So if someone could help me now, they'd help you too. They'd help you too. You through all the hard things we've all gotta do, 'cause this life is long, and so you wouldn't be wrong. Free and free. Some awful things and I take them back. If we would try again, just remember when, before we were lovers, I swear we were friends. So if someone could see me now, let them see you. Let them see you. All the hard things we've all gotta do, 'cause this life is long, so you wouldn't be wrong.
Is everybody relaxed now? I get so relaxed when I hear that song. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that's Canada's own Bahamas. They are getting a lot of buzz and I completely understand why. That's from a single of theirs called Lost in the Light. It just makes me feel so good listening to that song. They're actually playing in a couple of months. Off the top of my head, I can't remember where they're playing. I think it might be the Vogue. But do yourselves a favor and check it out. I'm definitely going to go to their show because they are just phenomenal. The Bahamas, it's actually one guy with some backing vocals and some sing and some musicians. His name is Effie Giovannin. I hope I got that right. He's been playing a lot of other people's musics over the last few years, including being involved with the Great Lakes Swimmers, Feist, Jason Collette, Amy Milan, and a bunch of other people. So he's done a lot of stuff around performing with other people, and he's finally brought his own stuff out, which I'm really excited about. And I'm so smart. I did write it down. He's actually playing at the Rio on October 24th. I think it's about $20, and $20 for such a brilliant musician and supporting Canadian independent music is a bargain and a half. So I would recommend everybody going down to the Rio. It's such a cool little venue, sitting there and watching them up on stage where the films are usually played. It's just brilliant. And in the middle of our lo-fi triplet, although I guess the Bar Brothers were a little bit funky, we had Lamb Chop, originally called Poster Child. They're a band from Nashville, Tennessee. They've released 11 albums to date, with the most recent happening in February 2012, called Mr. M. The album that we just heard was Oh Ohio, and the song was I Believe in You, which came out in 2008. An all music website refers to them as arguably the most consistently brilliant and a unique American group to emerge during the 1990s. And I have to say, they are very lo-fi and very fun. They actually did something pretty cool for another fellow musician. Chris Knox, a New Zealand musician, suffered a life-changing stroke a few years ago. And as a way to boost his energy and also to support him with some cash, a bunch of indie bands, including Lamb Chop and Mountain Goats and Yola Tango, played a show for him in New Zealand, and sort of created, also covered one of their favorite Chris Knox songs in the performance. So I thought that was kind of cool, you know, musicians supporting other musicians in a time of need, and especially when it comes to sickness, because I suspect that not many musicians have medical health insurance. Now, this obviously summer's decided to come back when everybody's started to go into fall mode. As it usually does in Vancouver, we get this bout of sun in May and hot weather, and then it goes back to being rubbish for June, and then we get our summer in July, and then sometime in August it felt like it was getting into fall, but by the looks of things, it's going to be quite a nice couple of weeks. Now, I'm saying this because when it's hot like this and sunny, don't you just feel like a glass of lemonade? And you know what? Big Sisters and Big Brothers in Vancouver can help you out with your thirst. This Saturday from 2 to 6, Big Brothers and Big Sister volunteers will be selling lemonade outside the Robson Street shop. And all the money raised from their lemonade stand will be going to support Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Canada, including Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Vancouver as well. So please go down and visit the wonderful volunteers at Big Brothers and Big Sisters and get yourself a cup of lemonade. And you know what? You will be refreshed, as well as giving to a very worthy and great cause as well. I also heard that you can support Big Brothers and Big Sisters with a donation within the store as well. So great, another little initiative of getting the name out there and helping out with some support. And you also, that's right, they told me you get a $5 gift card when you buy a glass of lemonade. What a win-win-win situation. Now, we're going to mix it up now, heading into the next hour of the show. I've got some pretty funk-tastic, a little bit of world music, and some just great electro funness for you in the next triplet. First of all, I'm starting off with Delhi to Dublin. They are one of the best renowned world music artists out there, and they're from our hometown, Vancouver, which is just awesome. They fuse Bhangra and Celtic music together, which is obviously why they have Delhi to Dublin. They actually formed for a performance of the Vancouver Celtic Festival in 2006 and got such a raving review and just lots of love and great feedback that they decided to become a band, which I thought was kind of cool. They opened the Canada Day celebration on Parliament Hill in Ottawa on July 1st in 2007, which was pretty cool. And they raised money for Movember last year while they were touring across Canada. Now, most of us know what Movember is, but if you don't, I'll give you a little bit of a summary. It actually started in my home country, Australia, asking men to grow a mustache during November in support of and as they are or brother or uncle or dad or whatever to grow a mustache, and it has just grown essentially crazy. So it was pretty cool that Delhi to Dublin decided to do that last year. So now we are going to be listening to Tabla Boy. This is off their new album, Turn Up the Radio. You're on Are You Aware on 101.9 in Vancouver.
Inside are reasons that you fall. So know your freedoms and your wants. Inside. So no one.
Rifflandia is back for its fifth year from September 13th to 16th. Rifflandia will be taking over downtown Victoria with 9 stages and almost 120 bands, from Cake, Band of Skulls, to The Flaming Lips, The Head in the Heart, Mother Mother, and so much more music that will go all day long. There are also activities for kids in Kidlandia, as well as Artlandia, a bike check-in, a beer garden, and food vendors. For more information on the lineup, scheduling, and tickets, check out rifflandia.com. We'll be right back. the Study and Go Abroad Fair, Canada's largest international university and student travel fair, is back in town. Another great opportunity to meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world to start planning your trip abroad. Exhibitors will be showcasing programs in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, and so much more. Mark Saturday, September 22nd on your calendar and come down to the Vancouver Convention Center. Doors open at 1 p.m., but come early at noon to catch our guest speaker. Check www.studyandgoabroad.com for more information and to pre-register online.
I'm gonna wash your face!
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And you just heard the fantastic, the funkalicious, all the way from Vancouver is Five Alarm Funk with their new installment of funktastic, enthusiastic amazingness. Holy Hannah, I feel kind of exhausted just listening to that song. If you've never seen Five Alarm Funk, do yourself a favor, go out and see them. I saw them a few years ago on the Canada Day show they did down at Lamplighter a while ago now, and they rocked it. I think all my friends and I were sweating, sweat pouring off our faces because we just couldn't help but dance hard. And obviously, from evidence of that track, that's pretty much all you can do when they're playing. They're awesome, and we love profiling and promoting local music that just kicks butte. They've been around for 4 years, and they've been performing over 130 shows through Western Canada. They're an 11-piece band, and they released their new album, Rock the Sky, which is their fourth studio album, in May 2012. They've shared stage with such artists as Michael Franti and Spearhead, The Herbalizer, Sly and Robbie, Fishbone, and Metric. So they are really earning their stripes as a funk force to be reckoned with in Canadian music, and good on them for keeping the funk flame alive. I think I've done enough F alliterations for one day. In the middle there, we had Shout Out, Out, Out. Is that four? Shout Out, Out, Out. The Canadian punk electro dance group from Edmonton. This is their third album, Spanish Moss and Total Loss. We heard the song Never the Same Way Twice. They've been touring for a while. I think they were touring earlier this year, so hopefully they'll be back sooner rather than later. They did something really cool in 2010. They played a show for Kids Up Front or contributed to a show where all the ticket proceeds actually went to the Kids Up Front charity. And if you've not heard of them, they're this great organization that coordinates tickets to underprivileged or underserved kids throughout the community. They ask for donations, either monetary or tickets, so that kids that can't afford to go to, you know, sporting events, theater events, music, anything, are able to go with these tickets. So if you have some spare tickets lying around that you thought you'd be able to go and see, I don't know, the Canucks or a band or something, and you're thinking, oh, maybe I should sell it, but maybe I should donate it. Well, you know what? Do the right thing and donate to Kids Up Front, because then those kids can go and enjoy the ticket that you're unable to use. Next up, we have another Canadian icon, but before we get to that, I wanted to fill you in on a little petition that's circling cyberspace right now. I always talk about these guys, but they're such a great organization that really tries to mobilize people to being involved through the internet. I'm talking about avaz.org, avaz.org. They always have these fantastic petitions going around for different issues. And you know what? You can make a difference by clicking on these petitions and signing your name while still listening to Are You Aware? You know what? Double duty is fantastic. Now, this time they're talking about what's happening with the clean energy situation. Obviously, as we all know, climate change is accelerating, but there's a massive ray of hope from a pretty unsuspecting country. And clean energy has actually been booming, and it's now producing nearly 20% of the world's electricity. So the Chinese government in the last decade has invested billions in solar energy, sending panel prices plummeting and finally making solar panels and clean green tech almost as cheap as fossil fuels. Unfortunately, the US and the EU have given billions in taxpayer subsidies to big oil and coal and are threatening to drive solar prices back up by putting tariffs on China. This is a move that could kill the clean energy revolution, especially at a time when we're finally gaining some momentum. Basically deciding on this in the next couple of days. What is it? It's the 7th today. By the 10th, they're going to make a decision on this. So we don't have time to sit around and stare at our navels. The solar industry is really split on the issue, and they really need massive public support to tip the balance. So if you go to avaz.org, and I will put this up on the Are You Aware Facebook page, that will also be linked to the Twitter, so you can get the link right there. But definitely check out avaz.org, and it's called Stop the Solar Trade War. You know what? China has already a poor human rights record, unfortunately, but it's becoming a world leader in a clean energy by providing loans and subsidies to the solar industry. And you know what? It's a big incentive to support China on things like this when, you know, in other realms they're not doing so good. And who really wants to support oil anyway? It's an archaic form of energy. So once I play my next song, I am going to definitely sign the petition, and I do ask you to please make a couple of clicks and help make a difference. Because you know what? I get updates from some of these campaigns that they do, and they actually make a difference. I know a lot of people worry that petitions don't make a difference, but they really do. So again, it's www.avaaz.org, and it's Stop the Solar Trade War, Make a Difference, and Let's All Live in Clean Energy. Next up on the list of delicious tunes I have for you is Metric's new installment. Just everyone's banging out music right now. I love it. Their new album is called Synthetica, and the song I'm going to play for you is Artificial Nocturne. They've been involved in some amazing events and support over the years. They've supported a whole bunch of different organizations, but the one that I wanted to quickly tell you about is the Yellowbird Project. Again, this is a Montreal-based organization that has sort of melded design, music, and advocacy and charity together. They ask musicians to design T-shirts, and then the musicians get to choose the charity that the proceeds of the T-shirt will go to. So Metric has chosen Music Counts, which is the Canadian charity promoting musical education across Canada. Since 1997, they've donated $3.5 million towards this great cause, which is pretty amazing. So initiatives of Music Counts includes grants and scholarships to help support music education. So if you love music and you want to give some other people a gift of music, go online to Yellowbird Project, buy a Metric T-shirt, and it will go to Music Counts. But here you are now with Metric's new song and album on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Forever, I may Your midweek roots music fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
that song. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was The Swell Season, the Irish-Czech duo that I guess got the most famous exposure would be in that beautiful movie called Once. If you haven't checked it out, it's kind of like, I was watching it the other night with my boyfriend and we were trying to work it out. It's not a musical, but it kind of is, but it's not a traditional musical in the fact that people start using jazz hands and, you know, going crazy and some like kickball changes while doing somersaults and singing at the same time. It's just beautiful, heartfelt, unrequited love songs that just make the movie so spectacular. So if you've never seen Once, check it out. It's a beautiful, beautiful movie. It was actually put out in 2007. The duo, and I apologize if I get the Czech singer's name wrong, but it's an Irish musician called Glenn Hansard and a Czech singer and pianist called Markéta Eriglova. I'll try with that. Sorry, my Czech's a little rusty. They sort of came together. They were friends for a while and they were asked to be involved in this great movie called Once. And then from then on, they just kept referring themselves to as the Swell Season in promotion of their performances until they chose a formal name in 2008 as The Swell Season, and they are known now as The Swell Season. A recent interview with Eriglova actually revealed that Swell Season will probably be releasing a third album soon when Hansard finishes with other commitments. He's actually touring. He's just released his new solo album, which I'm sure is going to be delightful. I'm checking it out because he is playing at the Vogue, and I'm going, woohoo! Glenn Hansard is playing solo at the Vogue Theatre on October 2nd. I think it's a Tuesday night, and it's a what a beautiful way to spend a Tuesday night listening to this amazing and talented musician, singer, songwriter. It's just brilliant. I'm super pumped for it. And I've actually, if you can believe this, I've never been to the Vogue Theatre before. I know. I don't know why. All the other concerts I've gone to, been at the Commodore or Richards on Richards. I know that's dating myself a little bit. Or, I don't know, like the Rio and stuff like that. But just never the Vogue. So I'm super pumped about not only seeing Glenn Hansard play, but also being involved, being able to go to the Vogue, which is pretty cool. Once is actually, the movie's become a musical and it's a real life theatre musical, and it's actually just won 8 Tony Awards, which is amazing. So it's amazing how the longevity of this film that was released in 2007 has just continued on into 2012. I thought this was very, very cool. In 2009, Christmas Eve buskers performed on the sidewalk, and these buskers were raising money for a community called an organization called the Simon Community, which is an organization that serves Ireland's homeless population. Now, I would be probably beside myself if I walked along the street and saw not only buskers performing, but buskers that included Bono, Glenn Hansard from The Swell Season, and Damien Rice, another great, I think he's Irish, maybe English, singer-songwriter. He's just phenomenal. If you haven't checked out Damien Rice, do so. If you kind of like the Glenn Hansard thing that you just heard, you'll love Damien Rice. Could you imagine just sitting there, minding their own business, busking? Bono, Swell Season, and Damien Rice. I think that that's just a perfect combination. So that was back in 2009, and they did that at Grafton Street, which is one of the more popular streets, and it's also included heavily in Once as well. So there's a great, you know, cyclic combination of all that coming together. Now, I've only got 15 minutes left of the show, and I've got about 3 songs to get through to before the end. So I'm going to keep my voice my speaking short, and let you listen to the great songs that are coming up. Now, this, unfortunately, the next artist that I'm about to play, unfortunately, is no longer with us. He left us May 27th last year. He was an absolute icon. He an icon, a trailblazer, an innovator. There are just so many adjectives for this amazing man. He really brought civil rights to a new era in the 60s, 70s and 80s. He's a soul and jazz poet, a musician and author. He has melded his spoken word with his music and vice versa many times. He calls himself... What he calls himself a blues, or he did call himself a bluesologist, which he defined as a scientist who is concerned with the origin of the blues. This song is actually from his last and final album that was released in 2010. It was 16 years after his, prior album to that. It was his 13th album, and he's just, I can't say, there's just so many great things that you could say about this man. It is, of course, Gil Scott-Heron. This, and this is just a classic example of how malleable this man is. This song that I'm about to play, Me and the Devil, is such a removal from what you expect from Gil Scott-Heron. And it's really embracing the sort of neo-soul of nowadays, which I just love. And once again, always saying some really important things. And that's why we play him on Are You Aware? So without further ado, this is Me and the Devil by Gil Scott-Heron from his last album, unfortunately, which was I'm New Here. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Uncle Sam's a dick.
Crow's Nest, CITR, and the Georgia Strait present Southern California Beach Goths, The Growlers, on tour with The Cosmonauts to support their August album release at the Rickshaw Theater on September 7th. With local support from Hallow Moon, Johnny DeCourcy, and the Winnie Cooper DJs. Tickets are available through local shops or online at northerntickets.com.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. We just heard the British band Elbow with their album from a few years ago called Leaders of the Free World, and the song was with the same name as well. They've been around since 1990 and they've released 5 studio albums. They've contributed to Warchild's compilation Help, A Day in the Life Of, and they also performed at the Olympic opening ceremony with a couple of their songs as well. Well, I've got time for just one more song before I say adieu for another 2 weeks. I hope you've enjoyed listening to the show. I've enjoyed compiling all these songs for you, and I do hope that you will go to the Avaz website and click on that petition for Stop the Solar Trade War. If you have any comments, suggestions, or anything like that, you can always get a hold of me at areyouawareradio@gmail.com. We're on Twitter and Facebook as well. Next week at this time slot, we have Peanut Butter and Jams, and then I'll be back the week after. I do hope you enjoy the last few weeks of sun and good times before the winter is coming for all you Game of Thrones fans out there, including myself. Welcome back to the students, and I hope you have a great first week of university. I'll see you soon. This is The National with their song from a few years ago called Blood Buzz Ohio off their album High Violet. Be good to one another. Bye.
Stand up straight at the foot of your love. I lift my shirt up. Stand up straight at the foot of your love. I lift my shirt up. I was carried to Ohio in a swarm of. I never married, but Ohio don't remember me. Lay my head on the hood of your car, I take it too far. Lay my head on the hood of your car. Car, I take it too far. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. I never thought about love when I thought about home. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. The floors are falling out from. Everybody I know, I'm on a blood buzz. Yes, I am, I'm on a blood buzz. I'm on a blood buzz. God, I am, I'm on a blood buzz. To Ohio in a swarm of bees. I never married, but Ohio don't remember me. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. I never thought about love when I thought about home. I still owe my.